every single night in King County, more than 4,500 people have to sleep with no shelter. That number is 19% higher than last year, and it's higher than the year before. In Seattle's Ballard neighborhood, some residents are blaming homelessness in part for what they see as a spike in crime. Eric Stoll is one of those residents. He is an attorney who lives in Ballard. He's also co-president of the Ballard Chamber of Commerce. Stoll says Ballard residents have been telling the Chamber of Commerce about what they see, and those reports tell him there is a link between more homelessness and more crime in Ballard.
We've been hearing about car prowls and break-ins for the last year and a half. There was a meeting on that in Loyal Heights a long time ago. I continue to hear complaints from neighbors about that. And I'm hearing from some when I ask them, you know, are you calling 911? They said, no, well, there's no point in that. And so some of them, I think, aren't reporting anymore. So it makes me mistrust the data. We see human waste. We see, you know, feces, buckets of urine. We see trash on the streets. We see needles in parks, and we have a lot of, I think, somewhat aggressive behavior. We have store owners who have been accosted in their stores, people who refuse to leave, people who return and continue to threaten. And in one case, we had to have I know of one instance where there was a restraining order obtained against a certain individual.
Why do those neighbors think crime is up? What do they think are the causes?
There have always been some folks sort of on the streets of Ballard, you know, looking kind of either that they're struggling with, you know, with some issue or other. Recently, we've seen a massive spike in that. The St. Luke's Breakfast Service, their head count for the morning breakfast service went from about 80 to 150 one month. So, I mean, we're close to double what we're seeing. We feel there's some correlation with poverty and homelessness in our communities and the crime we see. And I think that the arrests Seattle police have made recently in and around illegally parked RVs. You hear about the drug arrests that they made with the narcotics and the significant amount of cash recently. Other arrests that they've made in and around Ballard. I know they arrested an unregistered sex offender down by the Golden or the Ballard Blocks. There was a bike chop shop that was sort of known in Ballard, and people would sort of see their bikes going down the street and parts and things, and they said, you know, police, we need your help to do something about this. And they would say, well, you know, there's really not a whole lot we can do. It wasn't a high priority, it seemed. And I understand that the police are strapped and they're, you know, the North Precinct is our largest and they're dealing with concerns here in the U District and otherwise, and they have a priority and an order to addressing these calls. But nevertheless, this is what the neighbors were seeing.
So the city's doing a better job responding to crime now?
Now I would say they are in Ballard. Now, whether they're doing it neighborhood-wide or citywide, I don't know. But in Ballard, I would say that we have a better relationship and more direct communication on a regular basis. And we see more police in Ballard and we're having communications with them on a regular basis.
The mayor says that crime is going down in Seattle and made a comment that people are working themselves into a paranoid hysteria. Mm-hmm. How do you respond to that?
I know of a number of events in our neighborhood that were really quite alarming. You know, one instance was that someone had climbed over an 8-foot tall hedge to get into a person's backyard and was banging on the door and threatening at 11 p.m. at night, banging on the sliding glass door. I wouldn't call her reaction to that situation a hysterical frenzy. I imagine there are some people out there who are overreacting to the magnitude of the problem, but I worry that that kind of comment glazes over what is a very significant problem in our neighborhoods.
So, Eric, what's the takeaway here? What do you want your listeners now to come away thinking about regarding Ballard and the Chamber and the residents' take on poverty and crime in the city today?
Well, I'd like to say that our experience is that collaboration and open communication has produced results. We've reached out to people who are advocates, people in churches and others to try to make our concerns known and to try to listen to where they're coming from so that we can come together. And I think that that's really important. I think Seattle needs more of that. I think there's been a lot of vilification over this issue. I think you know, I get frustrated when people use the term NIMBY because I just think it's a way of shutting down a conversation and saying, I can disregard you. I don't have to listen to you because you're an unreasonable NIMBY. But, you know, before you do so, take the time to listen. come together, look people in the eye, and try to understand where they're coming from. I think Seattle needs a lot more of that than we've been doing over the past couple of years.
You want listeners to know that you have a lot more to say than not in my backyard, and you've reached out to and talked to a lot more people than we may realize.
Well, I would say that we're not even saying not in my backyard. I mean, with the issue of the encampment, we were branded as being NIMBYs over that. But from the very beginning, we said we're not opposed to an encampment in Ballard. We have a problem with this site here. We found an alternative location that actually could have, if it had worked out, could have provided shelter for 50 to 70 individuals. Currently, there are only 23 at the Market Street site. And so we were working hard for the same goals. So it's not in my backyard. It's come and listen to us and let's figure out a solution where we can all work together.
Eric Stoll from Ballard and from the Chamber of Commerce there. Thank you so much for coming and talking with us.
Thank you.
Now, to find out how city leaders are responding to these concerns about crime in Ballard, we called up Seattle City Council member Mike O'Brien. He represents Ballard, and he says our city is facing three crises right now, one around drugs and addiction, one around our mental health system, and a housing crisis. And Mike O'Brien says they are all layered over each other.
And when you layer all three of those, you get what we're seeing on the streets in Ballard and communities throughout Seattle and around the country is a significant increase of the number of people that we don't recognize who are living on our streets. Some of those people are committing crimes. Some are folks that are facing addiction and have no other resources, and so they are doing, you know, they're driven by this addiction that's taken over their brain, and they're doing whatever they can to raise a few bucks so they can get their next hit. And that kind of crime is real. Some of this crime, as is always the case, often it's a handful of people that are responsible for a significant portion of the crime. The police have made some significant arrests. I know of one individual who confessed to over 100 break-ins and thefts in the last couple months. And so, you know, I'm hoping that by pulling some of these significant offenders out of the system, we can reduce the amount of crime and disruption we've seen.
On the Facebook page, Safe Seattle, a post reads, "If you're homeless, nothing is a crime. You can steal bikes, sell heroin, break into homes, throw hypodermic needles everywhere, dump feces and waste, illegally park, dump trash, and live in any park you want to, and you are a protected class." How do you respond to that?
Well, it's absolutely inaccurate. Those are all still crimes. But the thing that we have to remember is we need to police in a way where we're actually solving problems. Pick feces and urine. Frankly, people go to the bathroom. And if you're living in a situation where you do not have access to a toilet, this is what's going to happen. I mean, I don't know what else to do. You know, you can't just not go to the bathroom. And so arresting someone for going to the bathroom on the street, that's almost a civil right to be able to go to the bathroom. And so that doesn't solve a problem. Someone who's manufacturing drugs and selling them, we absolutely need to shut that down. What about someone who's using drugs? Yeah, you know, using heroin is illegal in this city, in this country. But we also know that that is a public health problem more than a criminal problem. They are addicted, and there's something in their brain that won't let them get off that. And we need to have systems in place and structures in place to help them get off it. Arresting them doesn't solve the problem. It may be a tool. Often it can be used as a stick, but we have lots of evidence that simply arresting people for doing drugs, it's an expensive way, it's not terribly humane, and it makes the problem worse, not better. So we have to be smart about how we police and how we solve this. These folks facing homelessness are not doing it because it's a lifestyle choice. These are folks that are in crisis for a host of reasons. And those of us that are lucky enough to be housed, I think we have a responsibility to step up. And is it fair that this problem falls in our community and we have to solve it? Probably not. But those of us that are in a position to do something about it need to figure out ways that we can come together and help solve the problem.
So that frustrated Facebook post I read that you called inaccurate and that you responded to, how representative do you think that is of the attitude coming from Seattleites who, as you said, are lucky enough to be housed?
You know, I've been out in the community a bunch of times in the last, 6 or 8 months on numerous issues related to homelessness. And it's certainly a theme that gets shouted out from the audience occasionally. And people kind of nod because there's a lot of frustration. So it's real. It's not unique to one individual that's saying that. I think it really speaks to a frustration of folks feeling like, you know, Mike, I've been pushed to the end of my limit, and I can't tolerate it anymore, and why do I have to put up with this? And I understand that, and I appreciate that. But what I know as a policymaker, the solution is not I'm going to bring out the paddy wagon and arrest everyone and throw them in jail, because that doesn't solve most of the problems that folks are dealing with. Yes, we have to do better policing. Yes, it'd be great to have some more resources. I believe we've seen some changes around that in the last 6 to 8 weeks. We also need interim solutions. So we've set up a tent encampment in Ballard. There's a safe lot for RVs to go to. We've added 300 more shelter beds in the city. We have more outreach workers on the street talking to folks.
So what is the top, just pick one, the solution you are most advocating for?
One of the things we know is when you're living on the street, it's really hard to treat addiction. When you're living on the street, it's really hard to address mental health issues because you're trying to keep warm, you're trying to keep dry, you're trying to be safe yourself from other criminal elements. And so it's critically important that we have safe, comfortable, stable housing to get as many people as possible into as soon as possible. Because once we put them in safe, stable housing, that's when we can start to address the other concerns. Some of these folks, it's just, I need housing. And they already have jobs, and they don't have other challenges, and they can get back on their feet right away. And those are the ones that we can turn around really quickly. Others have a host of problems that they've been dealing with for years, and we need to get them in housing and start working on that and be prepared to invest a lot of time and energy in getting them stable.
Finally, Councilmember O'Brien, so we just heard Eric Stoll of the Ballard Chamber of Commerce saying what we need to do is collaborate more, talk more, reach out to each other. What do you say about that?
The labels that people throw around on both sides of this argument really do kind of put people in a box, and it makes it hard to negotiate. Just this week, I got an email from the chamber saying, City, the people in Nicholsville are not getting fresh water. You need to do a better job to help them have access to drinking water. And so now the chamber is advocating for the homeless people that they were struggling with citing earlier. And that's what this community coming together looks like. And it's, so now the city has to do some work to get fresh water there. But, the conversation has been happening for months now, and conversations are good. And we all evolve, we learn more, we change, and I really respect Eric and others for being part of that conversation.
Mike O'Brien represents Ballard and Northwest Seattle on the City Council. We also talked with Eric Stoll, co-president of the Ballard Chamber of Commerce, about concerns regarding crime in the city and how the city's responding. We'll keep following that issue here on KUOW's The Record.